If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're on, and this is the 3YPC Camp Report for August the 15th, 2024. After this one, there's only three left. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Camp is over come Wednesday of next week, the joint practice with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you want to participate in any of these camp reports, and then thereafter, because the following week, OnlyFans Q&A Live returns, if you want to participate, you got to become a member of our Discord. And to do that, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you become a member there for $3 a month. This show is brought to you by PrizePicks. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. Check out the ad in the middle of the show. You can make a $5 play and you get $50 deposited. It's as simple as that. I can't think of a better. It's a real $50, okay? So think about it. You can make a $5 play. That's all you got to do is make a $5 play, and they give you $50. I can't think of a better promotion than that one. Use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS. They also got a free square in there for Saturday's fight for Israel Adesanya. He lands one strike. You heard that correctly. He lands one strike on Dricus du Plessis, and you cash with him. Simple as that. How great is that? That's Prize Picks. They've been with us now for, I keep forgetting, it's either 5 years or 6 years. I'll figure it out. It's either 5 years or 6 years that they've been with us. Make it 5 years, okay? Just in case. All right. Kendall Fuller was in the orange today, and today was joint practices with the Commanders. Commanders in white, Dolphins in aqua. And this was the last practice open to the fans. Jalen Ramsey was here, but he was not geared up. So was Jalen Waddle. He was also not geared up. Javon Holland was not here. He was somewhere indoors inside the facility. I didn't see him. Isaiah Wynn, I've been promised, is still of this earth, but I haven't seen him. Cam Good and Bradley Chubb, nice to see them both working together. I'm not going to say that they're close or not. Obviously, they're not, because I'm not watching them do any drills like Jalen Phillips was. But it was nice to see that they're actually working on the side. And Mo Kamara and JP with absolutely no restrictions whatsoever. grabbing reps all over the field. So that's good to see. Still, no Anthony Walker. I'm a little bit concerned about that one. That's pretty much the only one I'm concerned about. That one and Isaiah Wynn. But Isaiah Wynn, I'm concerned about him because I don't know whether he's alive or not. Although I'm assured that he's in that building. I need proof of life. You know, we're running out of time for me to see him. There's only 2 days left that I get to be in that building. So maybe he's in Tampa. Maybe he goes with the team to Tampa and then I get to see him. You know, but I'm running out of time to see him. I've never had this happen to me before where there's a guy on the pup and I never see him all camp. So this could be a first. Offensive line intact minus Armstead, who comes out late, but he's all geared up and taped up, ready to go. Of course, you know he's never going to grab a lot of reps in these things. He's just going to grab a couple of reps and then, you know, call it a day. Jody Fortson in the contact, in the no contact red. Armstead completely geared up, I say. He's taped up and has his wrist braces and his gloves, but actually didn't do too much work. He just, you know, grabbed a couple of reps in the walkthrough. No Waddle so far, but then he shows up. Not geared up. David Long was on the bike and then put his gear on and then joined the linebackers. Tyreek comes out fashionably late, dancing. Jordan Poyer jogs off. Butch Barry, very animated, talking to the offensive line. And I speculate that he was dropping some profanity. How would I know? You could just tell. Okay? He was giving the offensive line a nice pep talk. By the way, in the chat, CK said he doesn't look happy. Well, he wasn't there, but good job by CK. Yeah, I don't think Butch Barry seemed happy to me either. All right, brief pass rush install, brief off offensive line outside zone drill, and then they do the kickoff drills inside. There's a battle going on between Bailey and Sanders to be the kickoff guy. I can't tell who's ahead. For my money, I think Bailey is a little bit more consistent, but Sanders grabbed more reps today. Raw stats, Sanders was 3-for-4 in the drop zone. Bailey was 2-for-2. But Sanders got most of the reps, almost 2-to-1 on the reps. So maybe he's winning that battle, or maybe they're trying to get him some more work. You know what I mean? For whatever reason, Tyreek Hill was really interested in these kickoffs and was talking to Blake Ferguson about him. Near field, 11 on 11, Tua in, ball on the 15-yard line, red zone drills. I'm going to summarize this pretty much because there was a lot of respotting. Dolphins' run game was looking all right. And Tua did hit Craycraft for a touchdown on one of these. On the other field, Jaden Daniels actually was very successful in the red zone. Very successful. Had 5 touchdown passes, according to some. He was spectacular. Then, of course, they go to the full field, and I could summarize all of it here because I want to get to your questions as quickly as possible. Jaden Daniels in the full field threw an interception in the outside portion. He was sacked 5 times and drove for 2 first downs, but did have 2 very, very good-looking passes on curl routes. The offense went absolutely nowhere. Tua produced 2 field goals in the near field. He had a deep shot to Tyreek. Tyreek absolutely blew past the corner on that side. It wasn't clear who it was. It was not Emmanuel Forbes, by the way. And Tua overthrew him on that deep ball. There was another play where Mike White, on a play action, rolled to his right and threw a deep ball to Malik Washington. Malik Washington caught it, then was wrestled to the ground. The ball came out, went out of bounds. But they called it a catch, a gain of 41 yards. Okay. Then the cool thing came around, which was actual simulated game with the referees. One drive for each team. Dolphins get the ball first. They get the ball at their own 25-yard line. Actually, at the 30-yard line. They drive it for a 52-yard field goal. A couple of hits. Really nice pass to Braxton Berrios on an out route. They got some nice yardage. Slant to River Craycraft. Put him into position. Couple of runs. They kicked a 52-yard field goal. They go up 3-0. Jaden Daniels gets the ball. He could win it with a touchdown or tie it with a field goal. And then they go to sudden death, which means they just go one more drive each. He completes a check down for 2 yards, throws an incompletion on second down. And then on 3rd and 8, throws a slant, and Kendall Fuller jumps it, intercepts it, runs out of bounds, and ices the simulated portion. So for the day, Jaden Daniels did have 2 interceptions. Tua had none. Okay, but Jaden Daniels, I thought, was really good in the red zone area. The offensive line today had a rough time handling Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. Okay, I thought that they weren't eviscerated, but they got beat pretty good, I thought. The interior offensive line struggled today. There was some sacks given up. Robert Jones gave up 1 to Jonathan Allen. Liam Eikenberg got into a fight. He's always getting into these fights. CK made a pretty good point on Twitter. For whatever reason, everybody keeps going after Liam Eikenberg. So he's doing some things out there that are pissing people off. So that's a good thing. By the way, in other news, I was told earlier this morning that the Matt Milano news was not going to be good, and it's now official. He tore his bicep. He is out for the year, although he's hoping to come back in December. I have my doubts whether he can or not. I don't think you can play linebacker with a torn bicep. It's just not something you can do, really. All right, we're going to get to your questions right now. I have Marek Brave here with me. He's going to read out the questions to me, and I'm going to try to get to every single one of them. We got plenty of time. We got at least 15 minutes to get all your questions in. So go at it, Marek.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy to be back on here with you, Alf. Got a lot of questions already in the chat. Some more being dropped as I speak. Let's stick with that interior offensive line. You said they struggled against the Commanders today, and they're all-pro defensive tackles. Did you expect that struggle? Was it kind of what you expected here, or did they just flat-out get their asses whooped today?
Yeah, I expected them to struggle, and I'll tell you why. They didn't seek to mask them today. So usually, if this were a game today, they would have neutralized those 2 defensive tackles by doing a bunch of run actions, a bunch of play actions. They didn't do that today. Today was a very, very honest period where they were blocking those guys straight up, and they just couldn't do it. Like, they had a hard time blocking those 2 guys. Jonathan Allen absolutely got 1 sack. Deron Payne had a couple of run stops. I thought they both did a very, very nice job, and I thought they dominated their matchups with the interior Dolphins offensive line. Look, I've said this a bunch of times over. They're giving Lester Cotton another long look. I don't see it, and I don't get it. I don't know why he's still on the team. I think that he's a cut candidate, but he keeps grabbing reps for some reason. Here's the good news. Sean Harlow seems to have been upgraded. I'm not going to say where, but he's been upgraded somewhat and has grabbed some reps. So maybe the end is near for Lester Cotton. But I don't think he's been good, and he hasn't been good in this camp. I'm just being completely honest with you. Robert Jones today had a rough time, but he's been generally pretty good in this camp. I thought Liam Eikenberg was okay? As the center, he was fine, you know? The good thing is that you're not counting on him to be the center all year, and I think they kind of expect Aaron Brewer to be back for the Jaguars game for week 1. So that's going to be interesting going forward. But yeah, Lester Cotton, I don't think he's an NFL player. I just don't think he is. And I would actively seek to replace him as soon as possible. All right, next question.
Sticking with the offensive line, it feels like we get this question pretty much every time we're on here doing something like this. Maybe your answer has changed based on what you saw today going against those D-tackles of the Commanders, but how likely do you think it is that they add a body to the interior offensive line group either through trade or after cutdown day?
I know that they've tried, so I think that they will. I think if they don't add one via trade, I think that they're going to be scouring the waiver wire for an interior offensive lineman. I think they're short a guy. They just are. And, you know, I don't see how you go. I would actively seek to replace Lester Cotton. Like, how do you? You can't just say, oh, you know, the devil that we know, and let's just keep him. No, I don't think he's a good player. So seek to replace him and get somebody else in there. And you know, get, let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sport. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Football is on the way, so do as I do and make Monday and Thursday night football more interesting. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the promo code 3YARDS. That's the number 3YARDS and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's the code 3YARDS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Somebody from the waiver wire. Somebody might get cut somewhere. I did do this exercise, by the way. I scoured depth charts to see if there was a backup somewhere or if there was a starter somewhere where there was a backup challenging, and it was hard, man. The only guy I came up with, again, was James Daniels, and that one's because of obvious reasons, which is they're not going to pay him. So if they're not going to pay him, maybe you could monetize, you know, use one of your picks to try to get him from the Steelers. And the Steelers do have Zach Frazier, who could step in. So they have a good young rookie. But, man, it's slim pickings out there. Trust me when I tell you.
All right, moving on from the offensive line questions for now. Is there anything to glean from the Dolphins' interest in Matt Judon? Or are they just trying to get a premium player at a discount? Or do you think they feel like they still need help at defensive end, outside linebacker?
I don't think they think that they need help. I think they're loaded there, okay? They have a lot. They have a lot there, and they have some coming back. Actually, two guys coming back. So Cam Good's on the way back, and Bradley Chubb's on the way back. My guess is that Bradley Chubb will start the season on the PUP, and then we'll play after he gets off of there. I think that touching bases on Judon, I think that they probably tried to get low-hanging fruit. They probably offered like a fifth-round pick. Atlanta blew them out of the water with their offer of a third-round pick, and then that's pretty much it. In fact, I was told that that's precisely what happened. they were not really in competition with the Falcons. The Falcons offered, made the best offer, and the Patriots took the best offer. But it makes perfect sense, if you think about it, to go after somebody like Matthew Judon, who's 32. He's not going to break the bank on you. And maybe in a year, you know, you say goodbye to Bradley Chubb, and you have a rotation guy at a cheaper rate for a short contract. So that would make a lot of sense. But I don't think they made a serious offer for him.
Interesting. Yeah, I thought that was strange last night when that came across the Twitter that they had interest in Judon, you know, especially considering Chop Robinson's here, Mo Kamara's here, you know, they got to let these guys develop. Almost felt like that might have been some sort of a progress-stopping move. But, you know, if they could have got him for a fifth-round pick, you figure that out later because that, like you said, low-hanging fruit there. All right, moving on to some questions about pass catchers. This one's about Jody Fortson. Is him being in the non-contact jersey today the start of his annual never-available dance, this guy asks.
Yes. It's his M.O., and we're back at it. And it's another year. Another red jersey for Jody Fortson, and this time it's not a Chiefs jersey. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to make the team. I put Hayden Rucci ahead of him. Now, he looks great. When he catches it, he could do things with it. He's not terrible as a blocker, and he wasn't terrible in that Falcons game either. Okay? But Hayden Rucci has one discernible skill. He moves people in the run game. I'd rather have that than a guy that you can't count on. Because he's in red contact jerseys in practices that, quite frankly, nobody's hitting anybody, okay? So, next question.
All right. We had to talk about it at some point. Odell Beckham last night caused a bit of a stir on Twitter when he started barking back at some fans questioning his commitment to the Miami Dolphins. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, his commitment to the Miami Dolphins is a completely incentive-laden contract where he's not going to earn much if he doesn't play. Okay, he's working his way back. I saw a video posted today. That video did not represent where he's at in his recovery. Okay, he was being timed with on 10-yard splits. He was running with a resistor, and he was running with weights on. The Dolphins, and in fact, nobody, is accustomed to having somebody run with a resistor, timing 10-yard splits, and having them run with weights on if they're injured and they're moving the way that he was moving on in that video. All we know is we were told he was not going to practice this week. We shall know more next week. In my estimation, I think that we're going to find out sooner rather than later. Oh my God, he's activated off of the PUP. Oh, remember all those stupid videos that were being posted and all that stuff that was going on Twitter? Yeah, none of that means anything. So that's my guess. But, yeah, I understand that the video, he looked terrible. I think he was trolling, to be honest with you. Although he was wearing a weighted vest.
I tried to find that video before we got started, actually, and it might have been deleted already because I can't seem to find it. But I'm sure it'll surface somewhere, people screen recording and whatnot. All right, from one often injured receiver to another, how has Eric Ezukama looked since he's been back, and is he in the running again for a spot on the 53?
I was actually pretty excited with his play today, except for one reason. Catch the ball. He ran a pretty nice in-cut, got hit right in the hands by Tua, and he absolutely dropped it. He looks the part. You know, he's big, strong, strapping guy. You know, in a wide receiver room that's just loaded with little guys. So, you know, I think he has the inside track to making the team, but that's only because the back end of the wide receiver room is just so bad. So, you know, I'm optimistic, but you got to catch the ball. You got to catch the ball. And these guys drop so many passes. You know, I am interested to watch the starters play this week. Tua, mostly Tua, play this week with the likes of Malik Washington and Eric Ezukama. I want to see those guys catch passes from Tua because I don't think that it's representative of what they can do or what they're capable of with Mike White and Skylar Thompson throwing the football. So I want to see those two guys with Tua to form a better opinion. But, yeah, I've always liked Eric Ezukama, you know. His problem is being healthy. And as of late, you know, catching the ball, that's important to him. All right. Next question.
Last question. Last question on the skill position groups here. There is a certain media member who seems to believe that Julian Hill is the tight end two at this point. Do you agree? And if so, who's tight end one?
Yes, I agree. He is tight end two. Tight end one is Jonnu Smith. Tight end one is Jonnu Smith. Yeah, at least that's the way I see it. So, yes.
So Durham Smythe takes a fall there, in your opinion?
Yes, I think so.
Longest tenured Miami Dolphin, right?
Yes, yeah. Him and Sanders, I believe, right? Those are the two guys, right?
Yeah, there might be one more. 2018 draft.
Ferguson?
I'm trying to think of who that is. Oh, yep, I think you're right.
Okay, there you go.
Those three.
Yeah, I'm trying to think anybody
so
else.
Julian Hill, tight end two. What has Julian Hill shown you or shown the team that has gotten him to tight end two?
Physicality.
A year after being an undrafted rookie.
Yeah, first of all, his physicality is on point. Second of all, his athleticism is just so much better than Durham Smythe's that, you know, that's going to give him a leg up. He's moving down the field better. He's catching the ball and running in space. Just looks better for this offense. You know, he's just bringing a little bit more speed, a little bit more. He's a more twitchy athlete than Durham Smythe, and I think they like that. I think he's been promoted. You know, there's nothing to prove this until they actually play a game against the Jaguars. But as of right now, in my opinion, he's been promoted.
Interesting. All right, we move away from those guys, and you know, what Dolphins podcast would it be without some Tua talk? So here's a little bit more. What are you making of these Tua overthrows lately? You know, a lot of people talk about Tua having a noodle arm, and we kind of all know that that's not the case anymore. What's with the overthrows? I have my own theory that, you know, he's learning his new throwing motion, his new mechanics that he worked on this offseason with John Beck, and maybe he's readjusting to that, and he's getting that dialed in before the season starts. But what do you make of these overthrows that Tua's been having lately?
Yeah, I think it had to do with where they were on the field, and he uncorked that one today. And when he threw it, I was like, that's a touchdown. But the ball just kept going and kept going. I think it might be his mechanics. He threw it from his own 45, and that thing just sailed into the end zone. He overthrew. It's hard to overthrow Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was in a dead sprint, smoked his guy, and Tua overthrew him by about 5 yards. So I think that he was trying to time up, and I think he put too much arm on it. He'll get that dialed in. He's always pretty good about that, so I'm not worried in the least bit. But yeah, his mechanics maybe have added a little bit of power.
That could be good. Like you said, he'll get that dialed in, and that would end up paying dividends for the Dolphins once the regular season rolls around. This guy wants to talk about that, actually, and instead of cutting good players at the end of camp, what are the deepest positions that we could possibly trade away a player and get something instead of nothing?
Probably cornerback. I think cornerback, they're going to have some really tough decisions. And they might make some type of calculation where they think to themselves, you know what? What is Kader Kohou worth? And if somebody offers something of consequence, you know, some type of early day three pick, somebody offers something like that, and maybe you do something like that, and you keep one of those young guys. But they're going to have decisions to make at cornerback. That's a fact. All right. We're winding down here, so I think I could take one more question to try to get this thing under 25.
Last question then. Cam Smith has been back at practice recently. How has he looked compared to Ethan Bonner?
You know what? I'm going to be a little bit more optimistic. He was pretty good today. Okay, he grabbed plenty of reps today, and what I liked is that he was playing opposite of Kendall Fuller in a prominent role, and, you know, the Commanders don't have a bunch of, you know, slappies out there. They got, you know, Terry McLaurin's a hell of a player. He didn't get loose today, so I thought Cam Smith was pretty good today, and as far as my player of the practice, look, I don't like doing this because I don't like giving players of the practice to guys that I did not see a lot. So it's hard for me to give it to Cam Smith, you know. But something's telling me had I watched him more, I probably would have given it to him. But my player of the practice, it's difficult. But Zach Seeler could not be blocked today. He's my player of the practice today. And – on offense, maybe Mostert. I thought the offense was very average today. Full sim. They had two drives. They drove for two field goals. No touchdowns. You know, I like touchdowns. I don't like field goals. So maybe Mostert because he was running physically today. But, Zach Sealer is my player of the practice today. He had at least one sack and maybe one other one. All right. I think we could call it right there. And if you want to participate, look, there's only three more of these left. If you want to participate in any of these shows, you got to become a member of our Discord, OnlyFans. And to do that, you have to go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and become a member there for $3 a month. There is no practice tomorrow. There is a game on Saturday. Practice returns on Monday. I will be there, and then I will do this again. We will talk to you again on Monday. Peace.
Thanks for listening to 3 Yards Per Carry. You can subscribe via iTunes, on Podbean, or your usual podcast provider.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.